This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ninja? You're a ninja? Get out of here! You're a ninja!
Yes, I am a ninja.
Classified for you people today. Yeah, it's Classified Inner Ninja. You're listening to his song on HMB Radio's very own podcast, my mom's favorite podcast. It's brought to you by your mom. It's her favorite. It's her favorite podcast. That's why it's called My Mom's Favorite Podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again, everybody. I am James Bailey. You are listening to us on HMBRadio.com. It's going to have a very special guest in here, my friend Jared Walker, who, for my loyal listeners, might remember him from the Something Planet theme podcast with John J. Murray earlier in my podcasting career. One of the origin episodes. No, that's not right. One of the beginning episodes, we'll call it that. But he's here again. He's filling in. Fantastic friend came in on his birthday because I had a last minute cancellation, and he was like, you know what, dude, I got you. So we're gonna have Jared Walker, and we'll talk about his birthday, we'll talk about politics, we'll do the bowl hits or hits from the bowl, whatever I'm high enough at that time to remember. I'll actually be doing bowl hits on or off the air. You don't know, you'll have to listen to find out. Thanks for tuning into my mom's favorite podcast. Will, hit my music.
Hey, yo, I've been high and I've been real low. Yeah. I've been beaten and broken, but I healed though. So many ups and downs, roughed up and clown. We all got problems, but we deal though. I'm trying to do better now. Find my inner peace, learn my art form, and find my energy. When my back's on the wall, I don't freeze up. Now I find my inner strength and I re-up. Here we go. I know I never been the smartest or wisest, but I realize what it takes. Never dwell in the dark, cause the sun always rises, but gotta make it to the next day.
Yeah, we're gonna start doing this now. I like that song.
So it was pretty good. I didn't expect it. I thought it'd be harder.
No,
when you said it's gonna be Classified Ninja, I thought you'd be dropping some dope beats. And said it was just like just chill. It was a very chill ninja.
It is. Classified is this. He's a white dude from St. Louis, I think. Pretty sure he's from St. Louis. I'll have to look that up later. But he's, you know, just he's a good lyricist, has some nice beats, very underground. Mm-hmm. That song could be older. I just heard it on Pandora the other day. And as soon as I heard it, it was just like, yep, putting this one on the podcast.
Word.
And then it just felt, you know, just for some reason, and when I looked at you, that song popped back away. I was like, very chill, little inner ninja.
I am a chill white dude.
Yeah, you are pretty. it wasn't just that, Jared Walker. You're just a chill, happy guy.
You're a racist, James Bailey.
I am a little racist, I think. I'm a little racist, but against everybody.
Yeah, you know, you keep your heart. You hate everybody equally.
Yeah.
Separate, but equally.
I think the only people that I'm not racist against is Thai chicks.
Okay.
And mixed
you
people.
You know, Thai chicks all have penises.
Not all of them.
That is the origination of chicks with dicks. It was Thai chicks with dicks, and then they just dropped the Thai.
Yeah, they're like girly boys.
Yeah.
With boys. That's what they're called.
Lady boys, yeah.
Hanging out with them lady boys.
Got that boy pussy.
Filipinos, too. Filipino women, Thai women, not, you know, lady boy women. Yeah. Which, hey, actually, a dude that I used to know named, Captain Steve. He had a boat. Really cool guy.
I would hope he had a boat. His name was Captain Steve.
Well, I called him Pirate Steve. All right, so yeah, Captain Steve had a boat. My friend Pirate Steve was not a pirate. Lived in Wisconsin, landlocked state.
Why did you call him Pirate Steve?
It was right around the time that Dodgeball came out, and we all worked in a restaurant. We all would all just yell random names that he'd make up names for each other and shit. Like, for a while, I was Blue Jay, and then I was just Bird.
Okay.
Which was weird, because they're like,
I see the natural progression. Yeah.
But yeah, his name was Steve, and so we'd always call him Pirate Steve, or we'd be like, Steve the Pirate, and he'd yarn. But I mean, where's a restaurant, dude? You ever worked in one?
No.
Oh my
God. I've eaten in one.
I'd hope so. I've eaten in the dumpster behind one.
That's sad.
Hey man, I was hungry. It was a good neighborhood.
Well, you know. Okay. Well, if it's a good neighborhood.
Yeah, like I'm not chowing at a McDonald's outside the projects.
Hey, you think you're better than me? You think you're better than me? You're not better than me, James Bailey.
Apparently, I'm picking dumpsters to eat out of. I am.
I'll tell you something.
Keep an eye on you, guy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in on your birthday, man.
Yeah, no problem. Awesome. No problem. I wasn't going to do anything anyways. I was going to go home and watch the TV box.
You weren't going to make anybody take you out?
No, I'm going to do that later on.
Oh, yeah? Like on the weekend? Or
yeah, just... Friday I'm going to go see Batman versus Superman. I'm not super excited about it. I've heard, like, have you heard the reviews? That the reviews are real bad. And I've talked to who have seen it are split. Like I've seen people be like it's awful, and I've had some people say it's not bad. But the only thing that everyone seems to agree on is that Ben Affleck, great fucking Batman.
Yeah,
and
which
I definitely want to see a really good Batman movie.
See, I thought, all right. I mean, of course, Michael Keaton, and it's probably more of a generational thing.
Yes,
because we're the same generation.
Yeah, but I disagree with Michael Keaton being the best Batman.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't think Bale was better, do you?
I do. I think he was a better Batman.
See, I think he was a better Bruce Wayne.
No, I don't even...
He played much more of like
that... I think he was better everything.
He was a great Batman.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Heath Ledger, best Joker ever. Great. Maybe, quite possibly one of the best...
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you agree. At least you can agree that Heath Ledger was a better Joker than Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally up until... I saw Heath Ledger that I was just like, no, nobody will be better than Jack. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was giving Heath Ledger those reviews, and I'm like, don't care. And then I saw the movie, and I was like, Jack's number two.
Yeah, see, I would say Jack Nicholson is number three.
What?
Yeah, right below the guy who played the Joker in the Adam West cartoon.
Oh,
Cesar Romero. Cesar Romero.
Yeah, I actually didn't know this about him until the other day. I just realized I was up really loud before. Oh, there we go. This is good. This is a good level. Puts me in the middle, hopefully.
Okay.
I didn't realize this until the other day. Cesar Romero refused to shave his mustache.
Yep.
And just wore the makeup over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember ever noticing when I watched the show, like, you know, back. And maybe it's just because, you know, we had shittier TVs and, you know, whatever. And it wasn't all high def 1080p. So I never noticed it before and just somehow went my whole life without hearing that.
Yeah. No, I noticed it, but when I was a kid, I didn't realize it was a mustache. I just thought he had a weird lip. But I was like, oh, he's the Joker. He's supposed to be weird.
I was trying to remember what I wanted to say. Back to Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
Or reverse Batman. See, like, I heard all the horrible reviews, mm-hmm. but even the reviews I read online were all saying the same thing about Affleck.
Yeah.
But then most of my friends that have seen it that I've posted, the worst review I've seen from any of my friends posting on Facebook and shit was just basically like, you know, I mean, it was a superhero movie. I took it for what it's worth. Affleck did a good job.
Yeah.
But most of the part, dude, they're all like, dude, fucking awesome. One of my friends said it was better than Ultron. But I liked Ultron, and I don't think he did, no. So I'm not sure how I feel about that.
He's full of nonsense. See, that's the thing. That's why I never trust reviews. Reviews are full of nonsense. I only trust what people I know say.
Right.
Based on what I know. Then. So if I know a guy, you know, let's take Will, for example, who's like, I didn't like it, but I know he's got terrible taste in movies. I'd be like, oh, well, Will didn't like it. That means I'll probably love it. So I'll listen to Will. I'll be like, hey, Will, did you like that thing? And he'll be like, no. And I'll be like, sweet, I'm going to see it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Will, I don't think Will has horrible taste in movies. I feel so weird with my volume right now. Like, I can, I'll talk about it later. All right, I think I'm good. Most of my friends, like, we usually agree for the most part because we're friends. That's why I don't listen to reviews.
Yeah.
But it's just with that one, I have one of those gut instincts. Like, and I had it with Charlie's Angels 2.
It wasn't a big stretch with Charlie's Angels 2.
No, well, I enjoyed the first one. I'm in love with Lucy Liu, so that's obviously, you know, like, I'm going to have a bit of a bias.
I gotcha.
That's when, Cameron Diaz could still convince
those Thai lady boys.
Japanese lady boy. She's a Japanese lady boy. No, I'm just, maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't think I have any listeners. If I had, like, Joe Rogan number listeners, I probably shouldn't say that.
Lucy Liu was your biggest fan until this episode.
Right. Just poor Lucy Liu crying into her millions of dollars with her beautiful little baby.
I was going to sleep with James Bailey, and then he called me a Japanese ladyboy.
I swear to God, because like even though I hate gossip and pop culture websites and shit, I do look at HuffPost and BuzzFeed like every day. HuffPost isn't so much pop culture. They try to at least do a serious news. But
no, they don't.
Their website does. It's all like just politics
all BuzzFeed bullshit.
Oh yeah. Well, BuzzFeed actually has a surprisingly good news. Like if you go to their just BuzzFeed.com and then you click on news, their shit that doesn't have anything to do with pop culture is usually actually pretty spot on. It's pretty good.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
It's a lot better than you would think considering
it. Will's shaking his head no. Like, you are fucking wrong, Mr.
Well,
Bailey.
Will believes Fox News, so.
Do you believe Fox News, Will?
I do not.
Why are you changing your story, man?
Flip-flopper, waffler.
I don't necessarily not believe in Fox News either. You just kind of got to read both sides and then take the...
So he just said he believes in Fox News.
Exactly.
Said. Man, what a...
Here's the thing with that. Have you guys ever read or watched Fox News?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a show?
Yeah.
Which show?
Oh, no, I don't think I've watched a show, but I've watched, like, the news. I've watched the news. I used to go to their website.
Watched Fox News. I've watched... Hannity and Combs before it was just Hannity.
I'm not going to say that Fox is...
It's 15 years ago.
Yeah, I'm fucking old, man.
I'm not going to be one of those people that says, like, Fox is, like, absolutely ridiculous, like a fake news site, like the way I'll talk about Yacht. All right, let me...
You know what people do is that they watch The Daily Show, and then they watch the clips that they cut up, and then people will be like, oh, Fox News, that's stupid. Look at how dumb they are. And then it's always quotes taken out of context.
No, they're not.
If it's not always out of context.
Yeah,
though.
It's never out of context. One, it's never out of context. Two,
out of context.
It's not out of
context. Well, no, they might not show the whole 10-minute clip, but they're going to say when they were asking about this, this, and this, this was the response. It's not going to be like some of the shit that I saw this anti-Obama video, and I think I told you about this. I could have yelled at this girl I knew so much for this. She took a portion of an Obama, or she didn't do it. Somebody did, and she just shared it, like not doing any research on it. And in this clip, President Obama was saying, I'm trying to think, it's like, people don't deserve to be able to choose their freedom. They're not entitled, or they're not smart enough to be able to decide what's good for them, blah, and like shit like that. And somebody put it up and was like, this is what your president believes. And she being fucking, I don't know what she was thinking, but she didn't research it. She shares it. I listen to the clip and I'm like, I heard that speech. So I go and it took me all of 2 seconds. The actual speech is he was talking about dictatorships.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, like, these are what these people believe in. They're sitting here saying this, 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 and this. That's why they do what they do. You know, we don't believe that. That's why America, you know. And basically, what he was saying, it was a good fucking speech. And he was making great points and everybody was with it. But somebody took out him talking about how dictators believe.
That's exactly what The Daily Show does.
No, it's not.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it is. No, they show them asking the question and then the response. It's totally within context.
They always take part one of the response. They don't let... Like, they'll be like, I don't want my daughter going to spring break because, she's a female or something. And then they'll go into the statistics about why they believe that. And there's always more to the story than what they show.
Well, first
on
of all,
Daily
they
show.
Never play that because that's not... anything. That doesn't make any sense.
This is obviously an example.
Yeah, a poor example.
Well, I get what he's trying to say, but...
I get what he's trying to say, but he's wrong.
But what they do, the Daily... Jared's very confrontational.
Yeah, you're right. Daily Show is totally 100% newsworthy and
newsworthy.
And they never take anybody out of context for comedic value.
Well, it's a satirical comedic site, but...
Well, for one, it's not news. They say that specifically on the show.
That's where most
this
people get their
news,
though. They say that, but that's where a lot of people get their news.
Say
and they
a
definitely
lot,
do have bias and give their opinion on
I would
news.
Say, I would say some. There's obviously a left, a liberal bias, and they will admit that.
Not a news source.
But they, and they do.
That's the thing. That's the thing, though, is the stuff that they're... I'll play devil's advocate here and say you're 100% right. They take everything Fox News has ever said out of context. They... have a super bias on the subject that they're going to, and they're never 100% accurate, and, you know, whatever else that you're shitting on The Daily Show for. Let's just say you're 100% right on that. Fox News does the exact same thing, except they run around saying, we are a fair and balanced news source. They always gets it right.
Oh, you'd have to.
So then that's the difference. That's the difference.
Show me an example of Fox News taking. I'm sure they do, but I can't think of anything like that's we're actually trying to report on.
Okay.
There's always going to be a bias, but
well, yeah, there's the like I've said it before about CNN is I'll go on CNN's website, and that's where I get most of my news because they will at least you can see like you know if they want you to lean one way or the other you can see but they at least give the both numbers from both sides of the argument. And then just with, you know, editorial comments, not editorial comments, just with the goddamn, not the way, because it's not a subconscious lean. Like, the writer will be like, well, this side says this number, this side says this number, this is why we believe this. Like, so, I mean, at least they'll give both numbers. Fox News a lot of times has a hard right slant without even, you know, offering or not even acknowledging any leftist points, and the Daily Show will just take that.
I don't know.
Just,
there's a lot of liberals on Fox News.
They
always have the panels and stuff like
they
that.
They say they're liberals, but as we talked to somebody last week, man, they're just part of the cabal, the secret government.
They're all lizard people.
No, our guest
Illuminati.
Last week talked to a person. Yeah. The guest last week talked to somebody else, and this other person, who shall remain nameless, believed in some really wild conspiracy theories. You know, everything's being controlled. And, you know, Fox News, obviously, but then CNN, like, even The Daily Show, and, like, the people you think are liberal aren't really liberal. They're just doing that for this reason. And that's why I'm going to have Patrick Welsh on here. He's going to have some interesting shit to say, too.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's...
For real?
He's pretty certain that Hillary and... Oh no! What did he say? Trump is just being paraded out so that we'll have no better alternative than Hillary. Like it's all a conspiracy.
Well, actually, I have heard that conspiracy. What it said? Like if somebody did some research and they showed that every time a Clinton, Bill, Hillary has run for office, Trump has given a lot of money to their campaign. He supported them.
Yeah, he used to be really left wing.
Yeah, well, he supported them, but even in like the last election when he was running and Hillary was running against Obama before Obama became the incumbent, he donated money to her campaign. So a lot of people were saying like, well, he secretly supports Hillary Clinton, and there's all this evidence that he supports them. So a lot of people were saying like, well, he's just running against her to make her seem like the appealing opponent.
I don't think so, because he, over the last few years, has really kind of been leaning right and has really changed alliances.
Well, yeah, but he flipped.
And even, like, can you name anything now that's really a conservative thing that he has?
His immigration policies and ideas are definitely more conservative than liberal.
Yeah, building a wall?
We have a wall already.
I'm not even going to say that.
We have a wall already?
Yeah.
You mean the fence?
Yeah, it's still a wall.
Talking about doing, like, a Great Wall of China. Wall.
He doesn't want to extend the wall. He's actually talked about his plan is to build a giant wall out of concrete and steel.
Right.
He wants to do a great wall of China, but more modern. Yeah.
It's not extending.
I mean, but
the
fence covers the border. It's not like there's a bunch of like.
It doesn't
grand
really.
Over there.
It actually. It
I mean, there are open areas, but it's not. It's anyway.
Huge, well, there's
anyway.
Huge open areas, and a lot of it actually cuts off parts of the United States. So there's actually we actually lost a lot of the U.S. By building that wall.
I think we're still winning. I think we're
no,
still
No, we're
doing
still
okay.
winning. I'm just saying that the wall is a dumb idea.
That wasn't what I was referring to anyway. Just some of the other policies just so far as like literal like immigration and the like tracking of the Muslims and everything. And financial. His fiscal policies.
You looked at his tax plan?
No, so I've read up some of them but God damn it. I'm trying to remember.
You looked
which
at his
one.
Tax plan, Will?
I have.
Okay, what's his tax plan?
Will looks at numbers and shit.
Explain
That's my
it.
Will's
Explain
my Google.
Explain his tax plan.
It's not anything where they're going to give. He's going to make rich people pay taxes, a lot of taxes. It's not a classic rich tax cut thing.
Okay, well, what is it though? Because you're not telling me what it is.
I don't know.
You're
dude.
Saying you're saying what
it
it's
right
not.
Now. We could pull it up right now if you want to.
I don't because I don't care. What I was going to say though was that I actually have. This, and it just made me think about because when you're like asking which ones are conservative and shit, and you see this, I've actually heard from a lot, or not personally, but you know, heard interviews and shit with a couple different people that say the Trump that we see like the camera guy.
Yeah.
It's a persona. Like when you get him out in front of the cameras, he's very reasonable.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, because and two, like, well, Ben Carson said it, but also Jeff Ross said it a few. I want to say that must have been probably like a year or so ago. Jeff Ross said it on Joe Rogan's podcast because they were talking about the roast and shit. And they're like, yeah, like Jeff Ross was like, yeah, off, you know, stage we were talking. He's reasonable. He's a nice guy, you know. And like Jeff Ross definitely isn't like a super conservative guy by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, Ben Carson, whatever, you take his fucking seal of approval.
Be that
for.
As it may, that still at best that just makes him a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, that might be what we need.
That's
point.
What we need. Dude, all right, The Rock, 2016.
I'm all for it. I'd vote for The Rock.
One of my first jokes I was working on writing that like I never made it to the stage with, and maybe I should try to rework it a little bit. But it's basically how I want to vote for fucking Vince McMahon.
That's how
for
I think
president.
Trump's VP should be.
Dude, McMahon, think about it, man.
Trump McMahon.
McMahon, look what he did with a fucking garage wrestling association.
Man,
and 50 years later,
he couldn't even hold on to the F,
dude.
The XFL.
Yeah, he made it. He still made it one of the which he did with Trump. Remember, and Trump's been on a WrestleMania, but he made it one of like the most. It's probably a top five worldwide recognized logo and brand and everything. Like, think about. I mean, they're constantly doing shit overseas. They do shit for the troops. They have wrestlers from every single country. You know, they have. Kind of like, they're not quite farm leagues, but like they keep eyes on small organizations throughout the world. Like they work with a lot of people. Like he's done a lot with that brand, and he did it in like 50, 60 years.
I wonder why, like that's one of the prereqs for running for president is like, oh, you have to own a business.
That's not one of the prereqs.
It seems like it, though.
It's
that's
not.
What they push.
No.
Well, did Obama?
They're either like
did Obama own
former
a business?
Governors
no.
or no? He never.
Well,
had
no.
A job.
You...
Obama's never had a job in his life.
Oh, he's never had a job.
No,
in
he's
his
been
life.
A politician. He was a. I know he was a. What is he? Governor, right?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No,
he was
a senator. Yeah, he's a.
He's a senator for like four
senator.
Years or
senator.
Something.
Senator.
Yeah.
But he's always been in politics. He's been a politician.
Right.
Like, well, yeah, like.
Yeah, I mean, like a real job.
Most people are gonna go.
That guy's never cleaned toilets in
no.
his life.
No, but most nobody's really gonna go from like. Like Vince McMahon probably wouldn't honestly run for president. Like it's, I would say that a businessman wouldn't normally do it, but fucking Trump, man.
Yeah, but most people go from
absurd standard. By the way,
what owning the business?
No, not just owning the business, but like you're just like you're bitching about how Obama's he's never cleaned toilets, man. He's never had a real job. Which
I don't think he was bitching. He was just pointing it out.
Because it means he's out of touch with normal.
Well,
okay,
not necessarily. he can still be a down-to-earth guy and just have
and
lucked
what reality
into...
do you live in which Trump was cleaning up toilets and in touch
didn't
with
he used to work for his dad's company, though, and, like, pour cement and stuff?
Not pouring cement
no,
stuff.
No, he's not pouring
that's
cement.
No, he's always been a businessman, and then his dad loaned him $2 million, and that's how he started his
pretty
business.
Pretty sure he used to work for his dad's company pouring cement when he was younger.
I believe he did not pouring
days.
Cement. I guarantee, no. even if he... Well, I don't guarantee, but I would imagine
well,
that, like...
I mean, you guys can look it up if you want to.
Well,
if not...
No, you can look it up. Burden of proof is on the state, my friend. You're the
look
one
it up.
Bringing
you got
these
a computer
charges.
Right there in front of you. Did Donald Trump pour cement? I don't know if that's what you want to say.
Well, it seems like probably what's going to get me the most direct
I need to
answer.
Get an iPad or something or some sort of post device that we can look stuff up on other than a computer.
Oops. Help if I could spell. Plus, like, I don't know why, but just you having an Apple, it just feels
it's
so...
It's a Google book.
Is it a Google book? I
Chrome
thought it
book.
Was an Apple.
Uh-uh.
Oh. Trump's big pour took 30... No. It doesn't... It looks like everything that they're talking about now, it looks like projects that he did. Let me try for his dad's company. Oops, not for, gosh darn it. Well, whatever type of computer this is, my hands are fucking gigantic on it. How did we even get to talking? Oh, yeah, we were talking about me calling Lucy Liu a Japanese ladyboy. Donald Trump and the mob, nope. Swam in mob-infested waters. Whatever, he's from New York.
With the mob.
Help shape him. No.
Is that because you put cement shoes in?
Did Donald Trump pour concrete for his dad's company? Whatever. We're done with this.
Watch it, James.
It's like it's wrapped around my foot. Jesus. I almost pulled the whole shebang down.
God.
I almost broke the podcast studio.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Nah, man, I'm high.
You're high having the most boring conversation ever.
Yeah, so let's talk about...
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's go back to Batman versus Superman. So I don't know if I'm going to see it. I think I'm going to let a couple more of my friends see it and then just kind of... And then decide. I'm just not... I don't know. I just don't see it.
But I'll watch it on Netflix or something if it ever comes out on there.
Oh, that'll be a long time from now.
I can wait.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush.
Will Coons is a patient man.
Yeah, I don't really watch movies anyways.
Oh, that's right. You can't commit to 2 hours of your life.
Yeah. I'm like a TV show guy.
He's got so many Trump rallies to attend to. Can't be watching.
I'm not even going to vote for Trump, but I just think it's unfair what they do to him.
What they do to him? He does to himself?
Well, no, when he... I think that lately he's been doing it a lot to himself. When he first started, shit that he said...
Hold on. I got to hear what Will thinks is unfair that's being done to Trump.
I saw this thing, they were interviewing Bernie Sanders, for example, and they were asking... Bernie was saying about how he's inciting violence and all this stuff because he said he would pay for somebody's bills, lawyer bills or whatever.
Okay, and he is inciting violence.
And so he said, the guy played devil's advocate and said, you know, in the Chicago thing, a lot of those people that disrupted that rally were supporters of you. And, you don't see the difference at it. And Bernie said, well, look, I can't. That would be crazy for me to say that I can control what my supporters do, which I think he's absolutely right. But for some reason, it's different for Trump. Trump is to blame for everybody's...
Well, there's a big difference between me sitting here saying, you know, something that... we're in a disagreement here. So just like, let's say, we'll call me Bernie, you Trump. You know, I know that's how you want to play it, so...
That's how I want to play it? Yeah, I'm not playing it anyway. I'm in the middle, believe it or not.
He's already stated that he...
You guys are assuming I'm a Trump supporter, which I'm not even a Trump supporter.
No, because we've talked about this before.
I defend Trump because I think it's unfair what the people do to him.
I think you hate him for the things that he says. I don't think you have to take shit. And when he first started coming out in the media, like a lot of the shit that went down between him and like Megyn Kelly, a lot of that shit was twisted and blown up. And like I've watched the interview where he said like the whole bleeding thing. And he says like, you know, bleeding out of... And he was making the motion towards his nose. And I've seen that face before. I've made that face where you're in the moment, you're trying to get out the words, and you're excited because you have so many things to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he fucked up on missing the word, and then he just moved on. But he wasn't waving at his crotch. He wasn't, you know, making any symbols. You know, he was making motions towards his nose, just got excited and said, fucking, and moved on. But then there is shit, you know, like what was one of the... Yeah, like the inciting the violence thing is perfect. You know, what Bernie's saying is that, like, yeah, like, I can't tell my, like, I tell my people not to go there, but they'll go there. It's different from saying I can't control them to trying to in a negative manner. You know what I'm saying? And that's
what my point is.
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
There's a difference between Bernie saying, hey, I can't control what they do. In fact, I say, don't even bother with this guy. And then Trump going, like, hey, you come to my place. And you start to protest. You should get punched in the face.
Try going to a Black Panther rally and doing what Bernie supporters do at Trump rallies and act like you're not going to get punched in the face. What? They're not protesting. They're disrupting rallies. Nobody ever does that to Hillary or Bernie rallies.
That's not true. Bernie rally just got protested and disrupted.
By who? Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Trump supporters going in there, which is hilarious, by the way, that it's Black Lives Matter people, because he's the only one who has their back.
Going to those places.
No, there's not.
Yes, there are.
They're not disrupting.
The only ones that I've heard about.
If you look up how many disruptions there have been at Trump rallies on Google, the results are like 25,000 results. If you do Hillary, it's got like 16, and you do Bernie, they're 8, and they're all Black Lives Matter people for the Hillary and Bernie ones. It's not, you don't see any Trump people going into Bernie ones and causing a ruckus.
Well, just because there's not enough of them to cause as big a ruckus as the other one, as the other way around. Doesn't mean
Trump has a shit ton of supporters. The difference is that Trump's insanity and the levels to which he is hamming it up for the cameras, but the levels of frenzy that he tries to stir up and create versus the crazy of people that aren't going to hear that. Like, it's just too much crazy boiling up over one issue, so the responses are going to be more extreme. It seems that the Trump supporters are more just about people that agree with Trump are just more about following and worshiping him. Like, those crazies mix good together. Like, it's almost like he's forming a cult, because the people that are loyal to him are fucking loyal to him. You're not hearing a lot of people flip-flop. Like, no, once they love Trump, that's it. That's the decision. I'm going with him. There's not a lot of back and forth on that issue with on that side of the ball. I just think it's different levels of crazy. I mean, it's all bullshit anyway, because the Illuminati will tell us who they want to be president in a couple months. So
there we go.
It'll be
lizard people. It's gonna be Hillary Clinton, anyways. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Bernie's been catching up. I hope it's Bernie. Like, that's
it. Superdelegates already done it in for Hillary.
Nah, that's nonsense. They did that before, and then they switched to Obama. So,
I mean,
it's a little off in the air.
Until they announce it, I mean,
yeah, until they announce it,
there's statistics and trends, but for the most part, like, yeah, it's, you know, anything can happen, but if it's not,
either way it can go. I mean, Hillary can still win. I'm just saying that you can't just be like, oh, well, these superdelegates promised it to her, so it's locked in. That's not true.
If Bernie doesn't win, I want Trump to win because I want to go ahead and kickstart this worldwide apocalypse. And
seems like a selfish goal.
Even if he just goes in there and just as soon as he steps in office does a complete 180 and he's just like turns in the most moderate fucking middle of the road, like nobody can complain about anything, turning this country, just him being in office over everything that's happened, other countries will lose their mind and it'll start the apocalypse there. But I want to get this apocalypse going. If weed's not legal in the United States on a federal level, nationwide, by 2018, I want the apocalypse to start. If you're with me, call into HMB Radio, 813-693. Fuck, I can't see. 2124? Is that it, Will?
That sounds right.
813-693-2124. I can't see because my glasses broke.
You can leave voicemails or text messages also.
Yeah. Oh, fancy.
Found that out the other day.
So have we gotten anything yet?
Nope.
Yay. From any six of our listeners?
Zero.
Call in with your Trump support theories.
Oh, I want to know who. Let's pick a topic. There's one topic in there that I've been wanting people to pick. No, Will, get your hand out of there.
You just pointed at me.
Oh, it's always Jared. This is the bowl hits or hits from the bowl, whatever I'm high enough to say at that time. And there's one in there that I've been wanting people to pick for fucking ever, and nobody ever gets it. So I'm making. This is the only time I've ever made anybody go in the ball, just because we're on this topic already.
All right.
Go ahead.
I have pulled. Dream Apocalypse.
Yeah, there it
Shut
is.
Shut the fuck up, son.
That is the exact. I willed it to you. Jedi fucking mind tricks, son.
Oh, I specifically picked it. I could feel it. I could feel the energy off of it.
I have been putting that bitch in the bowl for like a month and a half, and it never gets picked. And it's my favorite, and we're on it. Okay, Dream Apocalypse. Apocalypse is going to happen. Let's just face facts. We all see the trends that humanity is going in. It's either going to fucking be the apocalypse or we're just going to do a complete 180 and in 2 years. We're going to look like the Star Trek where everybody's just walking around smiling, different colors and species, slapping each other high fives. Like, good job today, man.
I want to be one of the half white, half black people.
Just the weird, like, what the fuck? Okay. Oh, I'm so excited that this finally got picked and it happened while I wanted. Oh, dude, there's just so much. My life's been in shambles like the last 3 days. So that was just, that's what I'm going to use to turn my life around.
This is a real bummer of an episode.
It is. But this is making it all better. All right. So Dream Apocalypse. Apocalypse is going to happen.
Okay.
Pick. It's you know, whatever. It's zombie, religious, viral, nuclear, you know, whatever you think the apocalypse is going to be. Dream. Why? Tell me. Let's go. End the world.
When you say dream, do you mean?
Your dream. Like, what in your ideal apocalypse? Like
nightmare?
Well, no, because, you know.
You're talking about actual dreams, man.
He's saying you lived through the initial wipeout.
Your fantasy apocalypse.
Okay. Just to make this palatable for everybody, think about it as like a movie. So you know how all movies about the apocalypse always start like two years afterwards and like, you know, humanity's scattered and there's only small groups of people or most of them. Okay, so think about that period. However you got there. Okay, zombie, viral, you know, the Rapture. Yeah, words, motherfucker.
Someone went to eighth grade Bible camp.
Woo! When I was 33. I used to actually teach a Bible class.
Did you? For real?
Yeah.
That's weird. I wouldn't expect that from you, man.
My dad, for a while before he passed, was going to this church, and he really wanted me to go with him.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, if you feel like I'll go with my dad or whatever. And, you know, I got really into it. I went through this real hardcore born-again Christian phase. And not every other Sunday. It's like every third Sunday or so.
Mm-hmm.
During Mass, normally, you know, everybody begins it out. And then the kids go back to the children's church. And they do, you know, a softer sermon. There's activities for them.
Right.
And then only the adults stay in the main room. I don't know. And then they get a different sermon.
Do you like how I expertly distracted him from his original topic?
Oh, we're going right back to it. But yeah, so I would go back every, I think it was like third Sunday, I would sign up and I would teach the children their Bible lesson for the day. I used to read passages. Yeah, dude, I went hardcore.
Hardcore.
I was going to the church hardcore, for like a little over a year.
How old were you when this happened?
30.
Oh, this wasn't that long ago then.
Yeah,
a couple years ago?
Yeah, 29, 30. It was right around when I quit drinking the first time. So 29, maybe we'll say.
Huh.
Yeah.
So Jesus did not help you stay sober.
No, he did. It was when my dad passed is when.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
So you were kind of doing it to hang out with your dad.
That's how it started out, and then I started really getting into it. I was going through some other issues in my life, and I was like, hey, you know, normal people, you know, in my head, quotation marks, like normal people go to church and they do this, and let me try being a normal person. And it started out real cool, and then after a little while, it was like, there's just a lot of things going on behind the scenes and shit that I would see. Like, you know, once you,
molesting.
You know, because everybody, no, not shit like that. We're Christians, not Catholics. Get it right.
take that, the Pope.
Yeah, fucking foreigner. America. But yeah, it's just like the way people would talk about each other and gossip and like, they were just as fucked up as all my friends that weren't in the church and like I had known that were atheists and shit and. The only difference was that my friends that didn't go to church on a regular basis were just like, yeah, I'm fucked up. I'm all kinds of crazy. You want to know what I got? Here it is. Let's drink. And, you know, they just owned their crazy and they partied with it. And they're like, fuck, this is who I am. Let's ride. And I was like, oh, I like that better. So I went back. But anyway, dream apocalypse. Jared, so go.
My dream apocalypse is nuclear bombs go off, kill everything. All technology is gone. Magic comes back into the world. We start anew, swords and sorcery, baby.
So okay, these can be, I guess, okay, so this is where the dream comes in. It doesn't have
so
to
are
be.
You, I'm
so
sorry,
you seem disappointed in my dream apocalypse.
Oh, no, no, I'm analyzing. We're going to start asking questions. Like, this is, dude, you don't understand how long I've wanted to do this. This is going to be my new favorite fucking thing ever.
So it doesn't
on
have
show.
To be real. Like, you can get.
No. I didn't imagine that as one of the rules, but yeah, let's fucking, I'm going to open this bitch up. Let's do this. So.
Well, like what? A zombie apocalypse is going to be real?
I actually believe that's very possible. So, and we'll get into that because that's going to be my fave. So,
spoiler.
spoiler. Swords and sorcerers, huh?
Yeah, swords and sorcery.
So, I guess with the nuclear, are you thinking mutants and that's the new monster? Like, instead of mythical monsters, we have mutants that were mutated by the nuclear.
I think you mean, like, Renaissance magic. Festival with
no,
magic, right?
Magic comes back into the world, and then, like, real monsters show up. They
but
just
how
start
does
waking
the,
up.
How does the magic come back? How do we bring the magic back?
Nuclear bomb kickstarts it.
Somehow.
Somehow.
It was like a generator. Magic used to be here, man. And we had all those history books tell us about all these mythical creatures.
One of the bombs opens up a cave that holds all these books
on
magic.
Yeah, it opens up a cave to the underworld and releases these demons from the earth.
There you go.
Okay.
There you
okay.
go. Yeah, we can go with that.
All right. And
Doesn't matter how. It's like they come back. That's all that matters. All
right. This got this cooking now. Yeah. So what's your role in this? Are you a sorcerer? Are you a fucking swordsman?
I'm gonna own my own inn.
Oh, wow, you're skipping way ahead, dude. How do you survive the initial blast?
Oh, the initial blast.
Yeah, like, I told you, dude, this is going to be money.
Gotcha. Okay, bombs are coming down. I'm going to run into a cave.
The end.
That's as far as I've thought. I'm going to hide out there, and then I'll come back out when I see, you know, elf bitches walking around. Like, yeah, now's my time to shine.
See, I think that I'm just now realizing I think way more about the apocalypse than anybody else.
I don't know. I've thought a lot about that.
You just skip ahead.
Yeah, I gloss over. Like, I don't want to think about the bad parts of the apocalypse.
So in the movies, it's like the scene opens up on like your magical inn. It's like there was a nuclear war. Jared survived an opening inn. Let's party.
Yeah.
Word. All right.
People come in my inn, and I'll be like, "What up, bitches?"
So you're just gonna own an inn, party, sleep with? Are you gonna marry an elfin chick?
Why? Why marry when you can get that shit for free? You know what I mean?
Are they whores?
Yeah.
Really? I would think they're elves.
Known whores.
In my dream apocalypse, they is.
Well, fair enough. Fair. I just always thought that elves were like a more regal people.
Nah, they love that human dick.
I could see Lord of the Rings elves. I could see. Well, I was gonna say Tinkerbell. No, Tinkerbell's a fairy. Because elves weren't that much smaller than regular humans, right?
Yeah, they're just
like short people.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like Japanese size, Japanese ladyboy size.
Go, Thai.
Thai.
Thai elves.
Get a little Filipino elf. Oh,
there you go. See, I'm drawing James Bailey in. He's gonna switch over to my apocalypse.
There's something about those fucking dark skinned like Filipino and Thai women, dude. Actual women, not ladyboy women, but something about them, dude. Lights my fire. So you're going to own an inn. Magic's back. Okay. Why not go sorcerer, though, bro?
Oh, I'm going to learn some magic, too. Get some magic, too, in there. Yeah, you didn't let me finish.
My bad.
Yeah, I'm going to get the inn going, learn some sorcery. You know, people come in, I'll be like, fireball, motherfucker. Boom.
You haven't heard the best part, though. At the inn, guess how much money he makes? 40 grand a year.
I make 200 gold coins because currency has changed.
Which in today's market
is about 40 grand a year, yes.
Nice. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Donald Trump will be a goblin and he will be scrubbing my toilets.
I'm a little disappointed. There are no mutants, but I could ride out. I could ride out. Yeah, now, will there be roaming bands of nomads that are gentle and like to barter their hunting wares? Or are these savages? Is it like German barbarians?
There are both flavors of roaming nomad.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be the gentle hill people.
Okay.
And the ravaging savannah people.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to stay away. Those are the mud races. You don't want to go by those. You know the kind, I mean, James Bailey.
Right. Don't really like where you went right there.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. So we're going to go. So the hill people.
Talking about orcs.
The hill people. Racist. Even.
Hill people. Centaurs.
You know they do that, which is pretty funny. Like in those fantasy stories, like they always have characters like that. And they're always just a race of people. There's the people in Star Trek Deep Space Nine with the big ears and the big noses. Those are just Jews.
Yeah, they're always like all about their money and always a little shady business deals. Exactly. I was trying to get over.
Those are called Ferengi.
And then like the Worf is Ferengi black Jews. Dudes. Worf, the Klingons are blacks.
Just big badass fighters that love to war. Yeah. Aren't that bright?
High testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I always thought that was funny. But it seems like they do that with every like fantasy story.
I guess Vulcans are incredibly intelligent, all about stats, no emotion. That's pretty Japanesey.
Yeah, could be. Asian.
Well, we'll say Northern Asian because, again, and he's like very pale. Look at this. Look at his haircut.
True.
It is a bowl
Holy
cut.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because when Star Trek originally came out, that was pretty much like the racist way to draw or talk about a Japanese person was with that bowl cut.
Right.
Superman said to slap a Jap.
I'm not surprised. Superman's a fucking racist. not one brother in the Justice League. You heard?
Oh, there's several.
I thought, what's his name? The Green Lantern was a black guy.
But that's like the second or third iteration of him. He was a white Hal Jordan for years, and then he's, what's his fuck?
Black Lightning.
John Stewart's the black guy's name. Mm. The black Green Lantern. And then, that's it. No, that's it. That's the only black guy. John Stewart.
No, Black Lightning.
That was a white guy in a black costume, wasn't it?
No, it was a black dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's the guy, too?
I'm thinking Black Bolt, but that's Marvel.
The guy that's in Daredevil.
Luke Cage.
He's in Marvel. He's not part of the Justice League.
Yeah, and he was part of a whole different one called Defenders.
No, they were Heroes for Hire.
Heroes for Hire.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be coming out, the way it's, from what I understand, it was Daredevil, then Jessica Jones. Daredevil 2 is out now. Luke Cage is coming out. Jessica Jones 2. Iron Fist. And then it's supposed to be like a whole, all of them. Yeah, so am I. That dude that played him was great.
Yeah.
All right. So Dream Apocalypse, Fantasy, Swords. Yeah. All right. I like it. I could ride out in your apocalypse. So I brought a
unique apocalypse that you'd never considered before.
I'd probably try to be one of the Gentle Hill people, but here's a secret. We don't fight because we're scared. We don't fight because we know we can win. And we like are just the bad and when you finally push us and corner us, it's your ass. All right,
so you're gonna turn into a centaur.
That'd be pretty cool.
Is what you're saying? Because the hill people, as I've established, yeah, are centaurs.
I'm hung like a horse.
Yeah, but it's all your right top half that's yeah the horse, and then your bottom. Oh. Half.
Yeah, so in my world, the centaurs are reversed. It's very
sad.
So
I could be a racist at. I can fucking delve into your racism and be a mud person, or I can have a horse fucking head and hooves.
Yeah.
And
then walk,
talk.
Just stumble around with my giant horse head and my tiny human torso.
Yeah, you're like weighed down, just stumbling everywhere. You yeah just suck.
Oh shit.
And they're all what going around like, we don't fight because we are afraid. We fight because we know we can win.
Sorry, Will just killed Jared's fucking all right, your apocalypse now sucks, bro. All right, Will, what you got, buddy?
Honestly, I've never really thought about this.
All right, well, freestyle, baby. Let's rip it.
I think
off
it
the
would
dome
be probably like aliens or something would be probably pretty cool. Because you know you're not alone at that point. And then something happens where the aliens like lay out some illness. It kills off all the dudes so they can mate with all the
so these are
chicks.
These are humanoid aliens.
Oh wow!
I guess
I was just about to say. I was about to jump in here and say that sounded like so sad. The way he started that off, like, aliens were here. Then you know you're not alone. So wistful, like damn, Will, how lonely are you? And then he went straight into. And then they try to mate with you. And we're like, oh god, he's that kind of lonely.
Okay, well, let's stay away from the porn you saw last. Okay, so...
And then somehow I'm the only dude that survives, and then I steal a spaceship and go to Brazil and repopulate the Earth.
All right, somehow.
With Brazilian chicks.
I came up with my cave plan. What's your somehow?
I held my breath at the right time and managed to...
Would they flash flood the world for 3 seconds?
Yeah, it was like a dust, and then it fell really heavy, and then all the dudes got wiped out. That's what happened. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't make it up.
He was.
It's how it worked out.
He was clean in the pool. He went underneath the water for like 5 seconds.
To die for something.
And when he came back up, all the dust had already dissipated.
That's right.
It was like a laser light started flashing in the sky. Will was trying to get a better look. Fell into the pool.
Yep.
Before he could come up, the light went off. Every male was looking at it. Boom, fucking brains exploded. Will comes out the pool like, what the fuck? Yep. But the light was gone.
I like that.
All right,
that seems feasible.
Are these are these humanoid aliens that I'm assuming?
Yeah, what are these aliens look like?
Yeah, they kind of look like the classic ones that everybody knows.
Maybe
so
a little bit.
Like the grays?
Big grays.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the grays.
Now, are they, in your fantasy, are these grays nude or do they have space clothes on?
Are just big gray cocks?
I think they're nude. I think they're probably nude. They don't have any, like...
External genitalia?
Yeah, they have nipples, but no genitals.
That's weird.
Yeah, huge nipples, too.
Oh, huge?
Yes. Like pepperoni, like salami slices.
Oh, nice. Are they pointy?
Nipples.
Do they
come off, yeah, or is it just big areola? Or does it
big
actually...
Big areola.
Huge areola. How far off does it hang?
Are they puffy nipples?
Or like
yeah,
little,
they look like muffin tops.
Muffin tops.
Oh, wow.
But they're
wow
the size of salami, a good-sized salami.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's weird. I don't know what those are about.
It's almost like an infected breast meat.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And
they just want to bang our chicks, huh?
Yeah, because they have just, to...
They're just showing up outside of people's windows, rubbing those big, gross nipples while they watch. Like, this
it
is
makes
how
weird
we,
something.
This is how we masturbate.
Yeah, this is why I don't know. They're weird, man. I don't know what the deal is. But,
weird,
so, anyways, right. I befriend them. And then
you would befriend that?
Yeah.
You befriend that. All right.
Yeah, because I have to because I'm the last guy on the planet. I need some dude friends.
You do so like the whole Trojan horse
thing.
Are
they dudes? They don't have junks and they got weird nipple
fetishes
going on.
Does the junk come out? Is it like just...
Yeah. Oh, is it retractable?
I've never seen one's penis, but I'm assuming there's something going on there, but I've never seen it, so I don't
I'm
really
gonna
know.
Guess. You're not interested in alien dick. No, I feel you.
I'm going to guess it's their nipples or their alien dicks.
They probably do something with telekinesis or something, I would imagine. Somehow they do it with their mind.
Jerk
or they,
off,
like,
they jerk you off of your mind.
3D print. Stuff.
Strap-ons.
3D print.
They've
fleshlight.
Mastered 3D printing, and that's how they mate. They don't even do it sexually anymore.
You guys just both like hold your hand down on the printer, and then a little baby comes out.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I like how you chose Brazil because Brazilian girls are fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm gonna make my way around, but first stop's gonna be Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not gonna save the best for last. You're just gonna dive right into it.
Yeah. Well, I like pretty much everything. So.
Did you see? When was it? I want to say it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I think one of my Puerto Rican friends posted it, so it could have been complete bullshit.
Probably.
It was something like, you know, geneticists decide that, like, Puerto Rican women are, like, the perfect women or something.
That sounds like bullshit.
It was something about, like, just how genetically, like, the way their curves come out, they're not predispositioned. Predisposed.
Yeah, okay.
They're not predisposed to a lot of like genetic diseases and faults. Like, I mean, for the most part, Puerto Rican chicks are pretty hot and they have curves where they're supposed to have curves. They look good forever. They have good skin tone and everything. And
not all of them, though, because there's
no.
The ones that clean your house are terrible.
Those are Mexicans. They're different countries.
No, I think a lot of them are Puerto Rican, though. You're probably right, though. Like,
No, but I mean, it's. And it's a lot. Well, I mean, Spanish women in general are like that, but I mean, a lot of Puerto Rican women, it's like a large percentage of them are just fucking. Like, there's a chick at my work who's 42, looks like she's maybe 30. Just, I mean, just incredible curves and shit.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about Spanish women and Asian women is that they look good until they're about like 45, and then they just blur.
See, I've heard that, but I think it's later. I think they have I think it all catches up to them like later, like 60s, 70s maybe.
I'm just going by what I've heard.
That's like Russians,
which is
a
lot of racism.
Russians are like usually really hot until they're about like 24, and then they get married and eat a fucking potato, and then they all of a sudden they have a babushka on their head and they're 800 pounds.
Middle Eastern women too, like my old roommate Joe would always say that. I think really what it is that most cultures just believe they're women. That's what it's starting to sound like is that, and I don't believe it. I see some hot-ass older chicks. I think it's really just a fucking shake of the dice and luck of the draw.
Sounds like women as a whole just get gross.
Yeah. That's a horrible
that's
stereotype,
yeah.
Will.
That's true.
Or Jared, Jesus. I'm so used to Will saying shit. Like, yeah,
okay.
Well, and Will backed it right up, so it's not like I was too far off.
I have a theory that most chicks are sixes, like at best. Maybe a 6.8 is the best that chicks can really get. But if they put on makeup, they can become nines and tens. Well, it's not tens, 9.5s.
The opinions of Will Coons and Jared Walker don't necessarily reflect
well,
the opinions of my monster.
Don't lump me in with his crazy 6.5 theory.
You guys don't agree with this?
I don't agree with that.
I've known some tens. I fucked a 10. Fucked a couple tens. I've also fucked a lot of twos, but we won't get into that.
Fucked a 10?
Oh, yeah.
Who's a 10 in your mind? Like a person?
Russian Bacardi model.
Who?
This Russian Bacardi model that I used to mess with when I lived up north.
What's her name?
I'll tell you afterwards when I can put it out here.
Look
I don't,
her up on Google.
I wonder if she is. This is 12
I
years ago
you
or so.
I guarantee she's not a 10. She might be a 9.5. Tens don't exist in nature.
They really do.
No, they don't.
No, they do, Will.
No, they don't.
Maybe you have too high standards.
I really don't at all. I love a good 5.
Fives
keep the world going around.
Okay, I don't remember her last name, and I wonder if that's even her real name. All right, well,
just
regardless.
Look up images.
I pull it up, but I'll take a look here. But if I.
That's a baby, James. Those are babies.
Bacardi,
you fucked a baby?
Bacardi model Freya and frayed
jeans. You fucked
jeans.
A little baby. There's pictures of
it's
babies.
It's three babies and a bunch of like mixed drinks.
That's disgusting, James.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
That is pretty gross. Three babies and some mixed drinks?
I only can't fight you
that's
harder on this
because
I can't see the keyboard. I have to lean forward
because
I'll throw up my glasses.
That's how James came to fuck the baby. It was because he had some mixed drinks. And then he was like, you know what? This baby is a 10. And then he fucked
the
baby.
All right, there
baby.
We go. Get rid of the babies. Huh.
and then you got rid of the babies? Man, that's messed up.
That's fucked not up, her. James.
Who the fuck is that? Well, anyway, yeah.
You're
she
a
was,
liar.
She was like 5'9", 5'9½.
So your dream apocalypse.
Okay, my dream apocalypse. In the zombie apocalypse, see, it starts out because scientists wanting to cure disease, and it's a very noble cause, but they just don't think about their consequences. The best of intentions pave the road to hell. So when all of a sudden the vials break up...
You've been writing the speech for a while, haven't you?
Nope, I've been thinking about this shit for decades. This is my jam. Apocalypse is what I'm about. So, zombie apocalypse breaks out. Again, best of intentions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I, of course, follow the smartest plan. I hide out for a few months somewhere safe and secure up high. You know, preferably cement walls. I can block the windows. You know, hopefully, like some sort of hole in the ceiling to let the smell up instead of out. I don't want to attract zombies. After a few months, when shit's kind of settled down a little bit, then I go scavenge, get myself a gun. Doesn't have to be a huge caliber gun. I'm not a fucking sniper. It's only going to be for up close. Get myself a good, a nice little stick with a little blade on the end so I can kill zombies from afar.
Now, you wouldn't get
and make my
a,
way north.
You wouldn't get a crossbow?
Again, I'm not a fucking sniper, man. If I have to... plus, anything...
This is your dream scenario. Just make yourself a sniper.
I'm not going to make... I'm
yeah, you train in sniping.
If I happen to come across one, fine. But initially, I'm just getting a gun in case I get fucking surrounded.
What kind of gun?
It's going to be whatever's available. You have to... See, this is where most people make the mistake. They rush out. When you rush out, you get stuck in traffic. You get stuck in hordes of people. You're in huge cities. Everybody else on the street's getting sick and biting and turning.
Yeah, but
and
if you wait, then you lose out on all the good looting.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't wait too long. You don't wait years. You wait long enough for the initial push to settle down before people. So probably around 2.5 to 3 months.
Okay. Okay.
That'll be a good initial push.
This out. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good initial push. You know, gets a, and then at that point, most everybody in towns, you're not going to want to go to a major city for, you know, years probably. But in towns, most of the people have either turned or been eaten. And so the zombies will have to start floating out within 3 months because they don't sleep. All they do is eat. All right, so after about two and a half, three months, then you go out, pick your spots, careful, take your time, man. This ain't a fucking sprint. This is a marathon. It's a long-distance event, baby. Take your time. If you're going to get a vehicle, get a motorcycle, preferably a dirt bike. Roads are going to be clogged. Cars are going to be abandoned. You're going to want something that goes off-road where you don't have to worry about blowing a tire. Don't get a fucking crotch rocket. Those handle for shit in the dirt. Get yourself a little Kawasaki. Cruise up north a little bit. Maybe out to California first or Colorado. Get some legal weed. Get just a ton of government weed. And then go somewhere where there's snow. And you just got to hope that zombies
why
are
important. Why the snow?
You got to hope that without blood pumping and circulating and without whatever it else is that makes your body heat up, that the zombies are going to get stiff in the cold weather. You're going to hope that they're not going to be very coordinated with their balance, so icy roads are going to get them. And you just make your way up north, go through that first winter, drop down south a little bit, stock up on supplies, go back up north, fortify yourself. You want... See, an apartment building in Florida is really good. They're not made the same up north. That's the only downfall. Because down here, it's huge cement buildings. You get to, like, the third floor, close off the bottom floors. You want to stay up high. You want to stay fucking solid surroundings, man. Get yourself a little troop to run with. Not too many. Don't get ridiculous.
How many? How many is a good amount?
8 to a dozen.
8 to a dozen? So 8 to 12.
8 to 12. 8 to 12.
Why not a baker's dozen? 13.
That's super.
One
I'm,
too many?
I'm really superstitious at this point in my life.
Okay.
Like, if zombie
now,
apocalypse
in,
has happened, man.
Zombie
don't...
apocalypse, are your zombies fast zombies or slow zombies?
Mid-paced.
So they're halfway. They're halfway.
Yeah. Don't think like shuffling. Think somewhere between 28 days and Shaun of the Dead. So maybe Zombieland.
Okay. So they typically when they're just not doing nothing, they kind of shuffle around. But if they see you, they'll like sprint at you.
Yeah, but they're not running a 4.4 40. You know what I'm saying?
They're not running at full click, but they're moving
fast.
Yeah,
they speed up. You know, because then they're probably going to have, you know, broken bones and shit. Who knows? Like, they're going to limp, but it's going to be faster. Like, you're going to have to move a little bit.
Okay. Now, is this going to be like a Walking Dead situation where everybody's already got the zombie infection in them, so if you die, you just become one, even if it's a natural death?
No.
It's purely bitten zombie.
Right. Now, because the virus itself, what infected the people, like... through, you know, your air or whatnot, it's going to be that contamination field. Like, anybody at ground zero is going to breathe it in, and that's how they're going to get infected. Then they're going to bite people, and that's how the infection spreads. But basically, ground zero to, say, 2 or 3 mile radius, maybe less depending on what floor of the scientific research facility they did this on. But eventually, you know, because no more is going to be produced. Whatever chemical escaped to cause it, that's all that there's going to be out there. Because everything else is going to sit in these bunkers where the zombie zero fucking hour is. And then as it spreads out through the air, it's going to eventually dissipate to where it stops infecting people by the air, only infects you through bite. After a year, you're good as long as you don't go to ground zero.
Okay, so I'm assuming these zombies cannot talk.
Oh, God, no.
No, you cannot.
No, this isn't Dead or Alive with Chris Kattan. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Holy shit! One of the worst fucking movies ever put on film, but so bad it was funny. It's like cowboy zombie movie. But it eventually gets to the point where the zombies are grunting at each other at first. Right. And then they start kind of grunting and pointing, getting fairly organized, to where within 10 minutes or so, they're talking to each other like, "God damn it, Zeke! Get over here with that fucking pistol!" And like the one dude's pecker falls off, and he's like, "Am I holding your pecker? Oh, I'm sorry, boss." Like, oh yeah, dude, it's
fucking awesome.
That sounds pretty awful.
Oh god, it's so bad. But it's,
I wanna watch that.
But it's entertaining.
No, I was thinking more Night of the Living Dead, where the zombies like scream about brains.
No, they're just gonna.
They were smart enough to like. If a phone was like, if the phone was available and someone had dialed it already, they could pick it up and be like, "Send more police." They could talk a little bit, but yeah. They weren't like.
No, these are going to be closer.
Qualifying for Mensa.
Retards.
These are going to be closer to Romero's Dawn of the Dead zombies.
Okay.
Just so far, in the fact is that there's some.
So headshot
residual.
Dead or.
Oh yeah, headshot dead. Headshot. I mean. Enough bullets to the body? No. Headshot or neck?
That's the constant.
Spine or headshot? You got to sever the spine at the neck or a headshot?
That's pretty constant in these stories. Is that you have to destroy the brain, right?
Yeah, which
that's
kills
pretty
me.
Much everybody.
Yeah, why do people try to do anything but destroy the brain? Like, have you never seen TV? I mean,
yeah,
Walking
Dead.
Walking
you know
Dead.
My boss said? I was talking about The Walking Dead, and he goes, I can't watch that show. And I was like, why? I was like, it's cool, man. You should check it out. And he's like, I don't get it. If they're dead. How can you kill something that's already dead? And I was like, it's a story. It's not real. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I just don't get it.
You know,
and I was kind of blown away by that.
You know,
so
Bruce
can't
Willis
watch it.
Didn't
can't
really
it.
Jump off the roof of that Nakatomi Towers. You know that, right?
I know, but he just can't watch it because he doesn't understand how you can kill something that's already dead.
He just can't suspend that disbelief?
No. For some reason, he can't get over that. And I feel like in your zombie apocalypse, you're the third one dead in your own fantasy.
No.
You're going to be the third one to go.
First of all, the third one to go is going to be really close to ground zero. Do I look like I'll ever be able to afford to live anywhere close to a scientific
Yeah, because it happens, ground zero's at the Applebee's across the street from your house.
No, it's at some super secret scientific research facility in fucking northern, Washington, D.C.
One of the guys that work there goes to that Applebee's. Yeah.
James Bailey's
going
to be
dead.
The third guy to die in his fantasy.
Oh, no, dude. I'm going to make it probably at least 4 to 5 years.
He's going to be the first one to die because he's black and this is a movie. And they're always the first one to die.
Nah. I'm going to make it at least 4 or 5 years. Like I said, man, if you can make it through that initial push, man, I have survival skills when it comes to living. That's another reason.
Do you have survival skills?
Oh, yeah, dude. I used to go out in the...
What are your skills? Let's list them off. What do you bring to the table?
I used to go out all the time into the woods when I was a little kid. Like we used to go on family camping trips where it was literally like, here's your tent, here's your sleeping bag, go set up over there. And like, you know, you fish, you hunt, you know, forage for food. I can do most of that shit. I have carpentry skills. I can do most of that shit. Like if you just give me a hatchet and send me out in the woods. And it's like, all right, build a shelter. I can do that shit. I know the fucking angles to take. I know what to set where. I know how to do all that shit.
Okay.
Like, I mean, if somebody was like, right now, do it. I'd be like, okay, can I have a guy to hang out with me for like 2 or 3 days? Because it's been a while. But if I'm shoved into a situation like the zombie apocalypse, yeah, like I'll be able to fucking, you know, I'll make do and then I'll just refresh myself. I'm going to be, hey, man, cream rises to the top when it's beat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I gotcha.
I don't know if that made any sense.
I personally bring zero survivor skills to the table. All of my skills...
hence you running and hiding in a cave until you see an elf woman.
Are reliant on there being functional societies of which I can, sneak into or affiliate myself with a higher, more alpha male.
I'm actually a half a heartbeat away, dude, from just fucking... I actually thought about doing this. I don't think I could do it for a year, though. But I thought about doing a GoFundMe and being like, I don't need a bunch of money. And I'm just going to go buy some basic survival fucking tools. And, like, you know, fucking a bow, maybe a small army shovel, hatchet, sleeping bag, a couple pairs of socks, a couple pairs of pants, some fishing gear, some fire-making shit, because that's one of the things I don't do is sit there with fucking rocks and twigs. I need something to help me ignite the flame. And then just fucking go live in the woods for like a year. Just be like, fuck society, fuck Facebook, fuck Twitter, fuck the internets, fuck paying bills. I'm just going to go live in the woods. But I don't know if I could afford enough pot to bring out there with me to keep me happy.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no charger for my e-cig. I'd have to quit that. But I think I would like to do it for like a couple weeks. Just like, I mean, really bare bones fucking operation and just go out and chill out in the fucking forest, like middle of nowhere, like no highways, no roads, no fucking help basically, but just go chill out for 2-3 weeks. Just get out there, eat some mushrooms maybe. Have some fun with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you sure taking mushrooms during the zombie apocalypse is...
Oh no, not during the zombie apocalypse. No. That's just my next camping trip. I'm going to do that next time I can find
just
enough
take
people.
Take some mushrooms and have your own zombie apocalypse in your head.
Nah, mushrooms are great. They help you commune with nature. You ever done mushrooms?
Nope.
You're not much of a drug person, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I didn't even offer you the bowl.
Yeah, it's good. I would have refused.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen you smoke.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
I've done it. It's not fun for me.
I've seen you. I think I've seen you eat edibles. You had some at the Christmas party, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, I did it then. And that was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun. Except I passed out, but that was more for because of all the whiskey I drank.
Yeah, and plus the edibles affect you differently. Like it's much more of a body than a head.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the brownies that were there were super fucking potent, because the guy who made them is super awesome and handsome and just so smart and good looking.
Tasted like a real piece of shit to me.
Well, fuck you too.
Oh, those, you made those. I forgot. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I did not. Some guy did, and he's a wonderful human being. I can't see shit without my glasses.
No, saying you, as in YU. He's a Chinese guy, I know.
Asian gentleman. Yeah. And Jerry was
Chinese.
Just Chinese? Oh.
No, he's actually Chinese. He's from China, mainland.
Do you know you? Do you know you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You mama.
Oh, I swear to God, I knew a Tang, Zhang, a Lang, and Dang. Yeah, they were Laos. They used to live by me when I was growing up in Wisconsin.
Nice. That's the only reason I know the word Laos is because I watched King of the Hill. And their neighbor, Khan, was Laotian.
Yeah. I knew one word. I don't know if it means what I think it means.
Probably not. What is it?
Mukola.
What does that mean?
Big dick.
I don't think that's what it means.
I wonder if I could look up how to say big dick in Laos. Laotian. Let me see. Come on, Google. How do you say?
I don't think Google's going to give you the correct answer.
How do you... Oh, wait. L-A-O-T-I-A-N?
Yeah.
L-A-O-T-I-O-N?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It gave me some funky ass letters. And then it says dick. let me try to turn this for you. Yeah. It says some. Okay, so apparently. Oh, they don't have a word for dick.
Yeah, so they were lying. You're probably.
Oh, unless. Oh, wait. Duh. Okay, so they're looking at dick as a name, but it's Heine? Haney? I was probably saying I liked dick. I don't know.
Probably.
Let's try it. Penis.
Penis.
Nope. All right. So, because there's articles on everything. I'm not doing that. But my zombie apocalypse is, I think it's good. I think I can make it 4 or 5 years. I think at some point, though, you know, it'll be some stupid injury. You know, like, uh-huh. I'll be running from some zombies, catch, like, my arm on a fence or some shit, have a huge gash, not have, you know, somebody with me that knows how to treat that shit properly. It'll get infected, and that's what I'll die from.
Here's what I think is going to happen, and there's nothing against you. I think you're going to immediately die from what you just said, but on the first day, because you'll probably be high.
Yeah, I'll definitely be high.
And when the zombie pucks, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I got a game plan. I got to go. And then you're going to run and trip and, like, catch your arm, and then the zombie's just going to swarm you.
You just made my fucking apocalypse so depressing. Why'd you have to ruin that?
Hey,
for
I'm
me?
Sorry. I apologize, but I'll be dead too, because I will immediately die in the zombie apocalypse.
See, I don't. I think. But here's the main benefit to the zombie apocalypse, right? Getting yourself a good old claw hammer, not too much weight on the end. You know, you want a nice even swing. You don't want to lose power in the backswing.
Nice balanced hammer. Yeah, sure.
Just
okay.
Nice balanced fucking hammer, and just mm-hmm. Walk around hammering people in the fucking head that are zombies.
Seems like a violent fantasy.
Just zombies. I'm not going to do it to regular people.
But they were people. It just seems like you're waiting for people to die so that you can hit them in the head with a hammer.
Okay, you got me. that's the only reason. Other than that, if it wasn't for... Yeah, no, that's pretty much the only reason I want to... Plus, I think I can survive a zombie apocalypse easier than any other apocalypse.
For the listeners at home, there is a hammer in this room right now, and I feel very uncomfortable.
If Jared Walker doesn't make it home tonight, just know that the last person that saw him alive was Will Coons and Donald Trump. So what about your... your I don't do the Netflix Pro anymore.
Okay.
What it is now, because one, I don't have Netflix, and two, people are running out of shit.
Well, I got a good one.
Well, it can be Netflix Pro, but it's just any movie. Any okay. movie or TV show. But if you already got a good one, go for it.
Okay. Well, this one wasn't on Netflix, though. This one I watched on Hulu. So it's Hulu actually has movies now on it. So if you got Hulu, check it out. It's called The Voices. And it's starring Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And basically what it's about is Ryan Reynolds plays this this kind of meek, unassuming guy mm-hmm. who has schizophrenia. So he hears voices, and it's basically just follows this crazy person in his descent of madness. He starts killing people. And his voices manifest as his dog and cat. kind of playing like the angel and the devil, where the dog's like, right. Hey, be a good boy. You don't want to go around killing people. And then the cat's like, fuck it, kill people.
Cats are assholes, bro.
Yeah, nope, that plays into it. It's a really good movie. It is a dark, dark, dark comedy.
Oh, I love dark comedies.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Like, the best I could compare it to would be, like, Death to Smoochie as far as dark comedies go, but it's, like, way darker and more violent.
Well, I'm going to dark comedy with mine, too, so that's great. Will, do you have a dark comedy to throw in?
I haven't watched anything, honestly, and I can't even tell you how long.
You've been busy taming Strange?
No. not really.
Will been out there slinging that dick?
No.
Too busy building up a shrine to Donald Trump. They'll treat you so bad, Donald.
Dude, I bet you.
Treat you so bad.
I bet you the chicks at a Donald Trump rally would put the fuck out if you said some pro-Trump shit.
Yeah, you know there's not more.
I don't know, they're like all old, like housewives.
What do you care, man? They're about 4 or 5 according to your scale.
There's got to be at least one or two hot ones that if you just walked up and stood next to them and like just started like pounding on you, like tapping on your heart with your fist, just, this motherfucker just gets it. I fucking love this man. She'd be like, yeah, so do I. And you could see the crazy in her eyes. And she'd try to suck your balls out through your pee-pee
hole. He just has to say exactly what he said here. He's like, I don't like the way they treat him. I'm here to defend Donald Trump, and she will suck your dick.
He'd have to cut out the part where he was talking about him being an asshole, though. That probably is going to cut the blowjob off real short.
No. Especially if she has they love someone who's an asshole.
You better not have... I'd keep my balls out of her hand. I would definitely... I'd make her, like,
get
hold
yourself
her
one of those
back.
Donald Trump merkins for your dick.
What's a merkin?
It's a pubic wig.
All right, so we're going to move on. As soon as you... Oh, God damn. And as soon as I said it, I was like, I've heard of this, and I didn't like the answer last time I asked.
I'm pretty sure we brought it up the last time me and John were here, actually.
Probably. That's probably where I heard it, and I probably wasn't happy then either.
Yeah.
I wonder when if those are really... Like, I know it exists. There's a definition for it, but do those really exist? Like, what would be the... Who would buy those?
They were invented specifically for movies. So, like, if a chick had to do, like, a nude scene and they didn't want to show her pussy, they'd put this pubic wig on her.
Oh, so like in Waiting.
Sure.
That giant bush at the end of Waiting, have you ever seen it?
Right. Oh, yeah, okay, I know.
Yeah, that giant bush where she's, like, picking shit out of it, that's not hers.
Well, maybe.
Nah, I saw the special features where it's not hers. They showed.
She is a method actress. Yeah.
Like, all right. But we can't start filming for about 4 months. I just shaved. That'd be a lot of growth in 4 months, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have vagina hair, so I don't know how long it grows.
Probably the same as your ball hair.
I haven't shaved my balls in a long time.
Same as that pube stash you got going on.
So about a week, ass. it's not my fault, man. I'm going to have to shave this bitch. I got a show tomorrow. Oh, yeah, if you got a time machine, go see my show
tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to that tomorrow.
Oh, it's the roast battle, and then, closing it out.
Cool.
My movie, I said I was going dark comedy. I'm going to go with World's Greatest Dad with the late, great Robin Williams. It is a Bobcat Goldthwait movie, and I've...
Goldthwait.
And I've expounded on how fantastic he is before when I talked about God Bless America. Have I talked about God Bless America on
here? Yes.
Okay. Was that with you here?
Yes, I actually was.
Oh, fantastic.
Is that the one where the guy goes on the... It's Bill Murray's brother or something? And he goes on a...
Is that Bill Murray's brother?
Who?
The main character?
The guy that plays in God Bless America, the main character.
I thought that was Bobcat Goldthwait.
No, that's not Bobcat.
I think he directed it.
Yeah, he wrote and directed it. He wrote and directed God Bless America, Muscle Up
Dogs. He meets the young chick, and then they go on a rampage. Yeah,
I've talked... Okay. Well, God Bless... Or World's Greatest Dad... World's Greatest Dad with Robin Williams. He's a high school, I want to say English teacher. He's a high school teacher. His son goes to the high school. His son's having issues in the school. He's kind of an outcast. You know, like not quite a Columbine kid, but fucking in that direction. It's like him and like two or three other people that are friends. There's a really great scene where he's looking up his dad's girlfriend's dress. I think was it Lisa Kudrow, I think, played the girlfriend. I either see her or Judy Greer. But, anyway, so, like, he ends up hanging himself.
Robin Williams does?
No, his son in the movie.
I was going to say, that'd be a hell of a callback.
No, but it was a...
foreshadowing.
Yeah, foreshadowing, yeah.
No, his son, but it was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of that embarrassment, he actually picks him up, puts him in the closet, like, you know, ties the rope off, and then calls the cops. So it looks like he actually hung himself. He's an English teacher because he writes... this amazing, heart-touching, fucking, just poetic, like, three-page suicide note for his son, and it's about how he's troubled and this and that and the other thing. But it basically makes, it's kind of like completely, it's obviously completely bullshit, but even, like, the things he says in it are bullshit, and, like, it just causes all kinds of issues. I don't want to, like, give away too much, but it's such a dark, dark, twisted comedy, like, because Robin Williams starts reaping a lot of the benefits of it because, like, everybody starts taking pity on him and, like, his girlfriend, you know, is more into him now than ever and people at the school are giving him more respect and just all this shit. But, like, oh, dude, it's so good. It's so good. And it's Bobcat Goldthwait. And he directs and writes fantastically dark comedies. And I love him for it.
Awesome.
It's on Netflix?
It was. I don't know if it still is, but that's a good movie to download if you download movies.
I don't know how to do that.
You got to have a VLC player.
That is.
Download that onto your computer. It's just a executable program. Jared, looking at the IT guy to back me up on this.
Yeah, what you said.
Fucking A, Jared.
I'm agreeing with you. Why are you mad?
Because I don't believe that you're paying attention, so you're guessing at what you're agreeing with.
I agree with you, James Bailey.
Fantastic, sir. So
I don't want to know how to do it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, Donald Trump wouldn't do that.
It's kind of a pain in the ass. Will, where's that hammer? You got any dates to plug, Jared?
April 11th at the Dunedin Brewery, we're going to have the roast of John J. Murray and Brad Gilmore. I'll be roast masting.
Ooh, I might just show up to that.
You should. John encourages everyone to show up. You can put your own personal roasts in the bucket and heckle.
Oh, that's fantastic.
When is that?
April 11th, Monday.
Right. Is there going to be an open mic, too, or just the roast?
There will be an open mic after the roast.
Gotcha.
Word.
I'll go to that, too. Why not?
All right. You want to plug your social meds?
Sure. You can follow me at the Jared Walker. It's spelled J-E-R-O-D. And you can, of course, always follow us at Something Planet, at Something Planet, which is John J. Murray's Twitter handle. And, you know, you can find out about our latest episodes of Something Planet.
And that's that was your Twitter, right?
Yeah.
At the Jared Walker. Do you have an Instagram or anything?
No, I don't. Instagram. What am I going to take pictures of my dick?
Hopefully not. Will?
Just home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram.
All right.
And then hmbradio.com, of course.
Right. And I just booked July 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'll be hosting Snappers through the weekend. So
cool.
Don't worry. You'll hear about that a lot more, I'm sure.
For who?
I'm not sure yet. I just booked it today, so I got to figure out who's...
Congrats, man. That's cool.
Yeah, he called me, or he texted me today. I think because I was there this weekend doing guest sets, and I did pretty good. Had a little good time with some new jokey jokes.
Nice.
I think that's it. I got FUBAR tomorrow night, but this will be out next week. So if you have a time machine, go back to the 30th. First go back to 1985 and tell me how bad carbs are for me, and then... Go to March 30th, 2016.
You wouldn't have listened anyways.
No, they're so delicious. I still don't listen. Yep. Just show me pictures of me now and be like, and you work to get this body. Like, you have to work hard to get to this point.
And you'd still be like, fucking pizza's good.
No, I'll be like, no. I think I'd be like, all right, once a month I'll look at a pizza box. Other than that, it's fucking salads, brah.
Brah.
My social meds. James Bailey, haha. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. My mom's favorite podcast on Facebook. HMBRadio.com. Of course, you can always find us. And the phone number is 813-693-2124. Give a call in to tell us how much
you remember to do that, because I never remember.
I'm just hoping that somebody will just leave us a very horrible, mean, angry fucking voicemail. And
first
then
caller gets a free dick pic.
And then I will talk so much shit about them on here. Oh, yeah. Before I forget, I can't believe I almost forgot that. So insensitive. Call your mother. She worries. She misses you. She cares.
Yo, I've been high and I've been real low. Yeah. I've been beaten and broken, but I heal though. So many ups and downs, roughed up the clown. We all got problems, but we deal though. I'm trying to do better now, find my inner peace, learn my art form and find my energy. When my back's on the wall, I don't freeze up. Now I find my inner strength and I re-up. Here we go. I know I never been the smartest or wisest, but I realize what it takes. Never dwell in the dark, cause the sun always rises, but gotta make it to the next day. It's a feeling that you get in your lungs when you run, but you're running out of air and your breath won't come.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
If you liked this, there's even more free content available at hmbradio.com, including the homemade broadcast, the Dallas Cowboys podcast, and more coming soon. HMBRadio.com.